If you spend any time cooking, do you ever wonder where all those ingredients came from?
I actually spend all my time thinking about where the food has come from. That's kind of the basis and the inspiration for how we cook.
That's Chicago chef John Asbady, who's planning to open a new restaurant by the end of the summer. He previously ran a small Italian market in the city and relied largely on local farmers for his meats and produce.
Serving food is kind of a very intimate relationship with people that you don't know. So I take pride in finding the people that really care about growing and raising the food as much as we care about cooking the food. So I think, keeping that symbiotic relationship makes a lot of sense.
John Asbady, welcome to Chef Camp.
I think you will probably be overwhelmed with knowledge.
That's camp leader Marty Travis, a seventh-generation farmer in rural Livingston County. Each year in June and September, he hosts about a dozen chefs on his farm for Chef Camp, a project of a foundation he and his wife started to promote small, sustainable family farming. The chefs on his farm for the camp are there to learn about everything from keeping bees to butchering chickens to maintaining healthy soil.
So right here is the beginning of a potato. So you see, we're just barely starting.
Travis shows the campers some of what he's growing.
I have no idea what I'm going to pull up here.
There are wild onions, alfalfa, fava bean tops, and red potatoes. A small sample of the roughly 200 varieties of crops. He checks the potatoes for invasive insects.
If those white flies were starting to cause the plants to turn yellow, we'd mix some sea salt, mineralized sea salt, that we would mix with water, and I'd just spray over this whole thing. That would give more mineral content to the plant. It would also get rid of that soft-shelled insect.
Later on, the group hears from an agricultural consultant who explains how to test the nutrients, sweetness, and acidity of fruits and vegetables, all useful when deciding whether to rely on a farmer's produce. They also learn about some of the jargon found on meat labels, like cage-free, free-range, and all-natural.
Everybody's all-natural. It means nothing. It's a very nebulous term.
That's Donna O'Shaughnessy of rural Chatsworth in Livingston County. She and her husband run a certified organic farm, and she tells the chefs that all natural only applies to processing.
All that means is at the processing point, it's done naturally without chemicals. But there's no guarantee that they weren't fed antibiotics or hormones while they were growing.
O'Shaughnessy says labels only tell part of the story. She says the best way to know what you're getting from the farm is to know the farmer.
And if you're working with a farmer who says, no, I don't allow visits, you need to be suspicious. Drop-ins are hard. They're busy, they're doing something, but if they don't even want to make an appointment to have you come and drop by, I'd be really suspicious about buying from that particular farmer.
Farmer Kate Potter from Central Illinois shows a group of chefs how to slaughter and process chickens. It's a grisly scene, but it's what the chefs are here for.
Some people take off the fat gland, which is right here. If you see chickens preening themselves, they get fat from back there.
Yeah.
To keep their feathers nice. But I actually like the flavor of it, so yeah, you can decide whether or not to take that off.
I think we'll keep it.
Okay.
For the chefs here at Chef Camp, this isn't the first time they've thought about the origins of the food they prepare. Sarah McVicker Waters is the head chef at a cafe in Bloomington Normal. She's raising a couple of chickens and wants to start a small farm.
Food is so important, and our food system is so essential. And the more I can do to help this sort of system work and show that it does work on a scale like a cafe, then honestly, it's like, why are we all doing that,
And that's a question farmer Marty Travis is trying to answer. He and his wife oversee a food hub, a distribution network that connects area farmers with businesses in Chicago and Central Illinois. During the chef camp, the campers help process food hub orders, packing a cooler with produce destined for restaurants, grocery stores, and other customers. From planting to distribution, Travis says he hopes going through the camp helps these chefs better understand and appreciate food.
These chefs have the opportunity to make all of us better farmers. They can go to other farmers that they work with either at the farmers markets or on their own and say, hey, have you ever thought about such and such? I was at a chef camp and I learned about this. Do you guys think you could do such and such?
Lessons that Marty Travis hopes will stay with these chefs in a constantly changing food industry. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Sean Powers.